Hello everybody, I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. And this is about the forthcoming Welsh Senedd elections going ahead on Thursday, the 7th of May. Elections in the United Kingdom always been on a Thursday since the 14th of December 1918, and indeed referenda. So what's happened in the Principality? Well, the big story is Labour's going to lose. For the first time in over a century, Labour's won all six elections to the Welsh Senedd, used to be called the National Assembly for Wales, so 2020. Prior to that, Labour won elections to Westminster, local council elections, I mean, not every council, but overall, the most councillors, and European elections when the United Kingdom had them. So this is the first time since 1918, Labour's no longer going to be the biggest party in Wales. Plaid Cymru going to win, they'll take office, but even the most optimistic projection from their point of view doesn't show them getting to the magic number, which is 49 49 members of the Welsh Parliament, and that would give them a majority, you see, because it's got it's 96 members of the Senedd, MS. So Senedd being the Welsh word for parliament, it looks a bit like Senate. The double D is pronounced like a TH, like th, not that I am a Cymrophone. All right, so Plaid Cymru going to win, and I'm going to give my forecast. Now, of course, they've got those single member constituencies, like first past the post system, and they've got regions like West Wales, Mid Wales or whatever to top up, to correct for the disproportionality of the first past the post system. It's complex. You've got two votes. You vote for an individual in a party in your constituency. They group several constituencies together to a region, and then there's several MPs to represent the region, not the individual constituency. You have an issue you want to deal with, you may approach the MS for your individual constituency or any of those who approach the whole region. So, I mean, it's a bit confusing about workload, but it seems to be viable, been going since 1999. So Plaid Cymru are going to become the biggest party ever. I remember back in the 90s, it came out 10% of the vote. So I'm forecasting going to get 32% of the vote. And this is averaging it out between what they get for the constituencies of the region, because you might vote Plaid Cymru for your constituency, but you might vote Green for the region, or you might vote Conservative for your constituency and not vote at all for the region. You could vote Liberal Democrat for your region and Liberal Democrat for your constituency, as you wish. You might not vote for your constituency, only vote for the region and vote Reform United Kingdom or whatever. Generally, people vote for the same party for both, okay? And oh, there are obviously people who don't, for whatever reasons or tactical reasons, want to balance it out. They might like the individual candidate for the constituency, even though they don't care about the party. And I know someone who said, I don't look at parties, I look at the individual. And obviously for the regions, you can't do that because the party has a list. And if you're top of your party's list, you've got a good chance of being elected for the region. If you're bottom of your party's list, well, I've never heard of anyone being elected in that case. You'd have to have almost a clean sweep of the region. You'd have to set up about 90% of the vote. All right. So even in Labour's glory days, they didn't get that. I'm predicting Plaid Cymru to get 32% of the vote and 38 members of the Senedd. So it's well short of that critical number to give them a majority. They could have a minority administration. They could form a coalition with Labour if Labour's willing, but Labour might say no, because then Plaid Cymru will be in office. We've got to let them fail so we can come back in. Or Confidence and Supply was something of them, or the Greens. But Plaid Cymru said, would you really rather Reform United Kingdom takes over? So I'm giving Reform UK 28%. I think they've been a little overrated and they are dipping. Saying that Labour Party is going to get 13% of the vote. So pushed into third place, quite a distant third as well. The Conservatives shortly behind on 12% of the vote. The Greens on 10% of the vote. And the Liberal Democrats only 5% of the vote. So in terms of number of MSs, I'm forecasting Plaid Cymru to have most at 38. Well, short of majority, 32 for Reform United Kingdom, Labour a mere dirty dozen, the Conservatives a little bit behind on 8, partly because there are still a few loyal Labour constituencies where there are almost none for the Conservatives. The Conservatives did a bit better in rural Mid Wales, North Wales, and I've got to emphasise the bit rural, occasionally Monmouthshire, just inside Wales. So the Green Party, you're going to getting 4 members of the Senedd. The Liberal Democrats are solitary MS, like I think they had last time. So, yeah, that's it. And obviously, Swansea and Cardiff, suburban Wales, was rock-solid Labour. Conservatives hadn't won a Cardiff constituency since 1983, which is a landslide victory for the Conservatives across the United Kingdom. I mean, even then, they only got one of the four Cardiff seats. And it was a Ukrainian immigrant guy who'd been a slave under the Nazis, fled to the United Kingdom, and said, we have no truck with socialism, whether it calls itself social democracy or Nazism. And that's why he was a Thatcherite. Anyway, and that's why Labour will sort of hold some of the traditional valley seats, you know, the ex-mining constituencies of Glamorgan and so forth. But they will lose some of those to both Plaid Cymru and Reform UK. The real problem for them in Swansea and Cardiff is not going to be so much Plaid Cymru. They're fairly weak in the urban areas, or even Reform UK. It's the Greens. And that's what the Greens will pick up a couple. The Liberal Democrats somewhere in, you know, rural East Wales, like Montgomeryshire, that's where they will do better. Plaid Cymru is strongest in North Wales, the North Welsh-speaking areas. Yeah, or indeed West Wales, like Pembrokeshire. That's it, really. So that's the big story. So we're going to have Eluned Morgan is going to be defenestrated as the First Minister for Wales. Jorwen Ap Iorwerth is going to come in as First Minister for Wales, and we'll see what they can do. So they've been disappointed. And Eluned Morgan, even she said a couple of years ago, a lot of people in Wales felt forgotten and left behind. Well, whose fault is that? After 27 years of Labour administration, it's got to be Labour's fault. What a damaging admission. But, you know, the situation is really not that bad. It has been far, far worse. And obviously, Westminster matters. I know the Welsh Senate doesn't control that, but it adds to this general malaise amongst Labour voters. So the discontents, fascinating, are not shifting to the Liberal Democrats. The Liberal Democrats are doing just as badly as last time. So the Welsh Liberal Democrats have not managed to exploit disaffection from Labour. So the disgruntlement amongst Labour voters has led to people switching to Reform UK or Plaid Cymru, largely to some extent the Greens. So Reform UK is a bit of a protest vote. There's too much immigration. We're wasting too much money on benefits for people who choose not to work. Labour's not the party of the working class, it's the party of those who refuse to work. That really is exploitation leeching off the rest of us. It's about sending the police around if you hoist the Welsh flag in Wales. Labour is about the sort of transgender ideology or whatever it is, or that everybody having SEN and bankrupting schools and nobody sits the same as exams anymore. So it's just loony left stuff. But the Greens are going to do that even more so. Any attempt to stop illegal immigration and they'll start to shriek racist, racist. So the Greens have just got this uncosted wish list that we can afford everything. There's the magic money tree and we can just tax the rich. Oh, they'll never leave and then we'll have endless money and that'll work so well. So that's what they're into. Reform UK have got this unhealthy fixation with immigration and having some sort of ICE thing. Obviously, Conservatives are the only sensible option, but the Conservatives will do quite badly. But, you know, obviously can't blame people with being very disappointed with the Conservatives who let them down at Westminster level for many years. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.